today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study about why Jesus came. In fact, this will be the last in this little short series that we've been doing. And if you'd like to hear all of the programs, you can find them at our website, considerhisword.org. Just click on the link that says radio programs and you'll find all of them there. And you can listen to them actually on your phone or on whatever device you have on your computer at home. Just go to the website, considerhisword.org. While you're there, I'd love to hear from you. Click on the link that says Contact Us, and you can send us a note about where you're hearing the program today and what city you're in and what the call letters of the station. We'd love to know where you're hearing the broadcast. So just send us a note. In fact, if you'll write to us, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We'd love to hear from you. There are several ways you can contact us, certainly through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhisword@gmail.com. You can write to us by regular mail. In fact, most of the responses we get is through the regular mail. And so you can just contact us that way. Write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We've been going through this study about why Jesus came. We saw, first of all, that He came to do the Father's will. Last week, we studied about how that Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. But today, I want to take you to a different one. This one is going to be in John chapter 10. John chapter 10 is one of my favorite chapters of the Scripture, where Jesus confronted the Pharisees. He had many things to say to them, and they had many responses, but Jesus would tell them about Himself. And it's in that context that Jesus is explaining to them, again, another reason why He came. Now, we've looked at two. We're going to look at this one today. And I do want to let you know that there are some others, but we're going to save those for another time. Today, we're going to be spending most of our time right here in John 10, basically one verse, John 10 and verse 10. Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." I want you to notice several things about this statement, but the main thing I want you to see here is that Jesus said, "I am come. For this reason I came." He said, first of all, that they might have life. Jesus came to give us life. Remember when Jesus was standing before the tomb of Lazarus? And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Jesus came to give us life. First John actually speaks a lot about this life. We read about it in First John, where the Bible says that that the light was the life of men. 1 John 5:11 says, and this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Now we're talking about eternal life. Jesus said, I came to give them eternal life. That means that you can live forever. Have you heard the song, This World Is Not My Home, I'm Just Passing Through? You see, this world and everything that it's in it is temporary. Your house is temporary. Have you ever been driving down a highway, maybe driving down through the country or maybe on interstate, and you see an old beat-up farmhouse, the roof is caving in and the walls are falling down? Do you realize that there was a time that that house was brand new and the people that moved into it never imagined that it would look like what it looks like today? Oh, when they moved into that house, there was fresh paint on the walls, the roof was solid, it had new furniture, it had new appliances, maybe it had running water, and that was exciting for them. But you see, that house was temporary. I want you to imagine this, that the house that you live in now or the apartment that you live in now is temporary. And perhaps one day a big crane will come with one of them big steel balls and just knock it all down. Your car is temporary. But you see, life on this earth is just for a short time. But you see, Jesus came to give us everlasting life, eternal life. Now, I don't know about you, but it's difficult for me to understand all of eternity. I try to stretch my mind and imagine it in years and years and years. You know, we sing this song, when we've been there 10,000 years, and we think of it in those terms, and yet that's not it. You see, in eternity, time is irrelevant. We'll be there forever. And Jesus said, I came that they might have life. And he's speaking about eternal life. When we receive Christ, we have the promise of eternal life in a place called heaven. But you see, that's for eternity. For now, Jesus said, I'm come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundantly. Let me ask you this. Do you have abundant life? Do you enjoy life? Is it a full life? Many years ago, I was in a ministry out in the Midwest, and there was a lady that was coming to our church. Her husband did not come to our church. And so we met them in a grocery store. We were out shopping, and here they were. And his wife introduced us and said, this is a pastor of the church where I've been going. And the man, being very gracious, said, oh, well, we should get together sometime. He said, maybe we could go out for drinks. His wife touched him on the arm, and she said, hon, she goes, I don't think they drink. He goes, oh, that's all right. He goes, we don't have to go drink. And I tell you what, we'll go out, and we'll just go out, and we could just go dancing. We'll just go out dancing. Again, she reached over and touched him on the arm and said, hon, she goes, I don't think they go out dancing. And finally, he said, well, that's all right. We don't have to. Yeah, y'all come on over to the house. We'll play a few hands of poker. We'll play some cards at the house. And again, she touched him on the arm and said, hon, I don't think they do that either. And in frustration and exasperation, he looked at us and he goes, well, what do you do for fun? And, you know, I had to go home and think about that. Because, you see, Christians, people who are following Christ, don't have to do things to enjoy life. They can enjoy the presence of the Savior and their walk with the Savior. The world is all about doing things to have fun. Oh, sure, Christians have fun, but we don't have to go out and do things to enjoy life. You see, that kind of is the abundant life. We have that abundant life in Christ. We have that abundant life now. The abundant life is a life with purpose. We live now to glorify God. I hope that you understand that, that as a believer in Christ, that you now live to glorify God, to represent Jesus on this earth and to preach the gospel. He gives us a purpose and a reason to live. But you see, also, the abundant life is a life of peace, a life without worry and frustration, a life that we have peace with God. Remember, we have the peace of Christ. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And so you see, the abundant life is a life of peace in Christ. I think that peace comes when we remember to pray. It comes through prayer. Remember, the scripture says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." And so the abundant life is a life of peace with God and having the peace of God. The abundant life is a fulfilled life. And you understand very quickly that it's not all about making all the money you can make or making yourself somehow famous. You realize that it's not about me, but it's for Him. And that abundant life is a fulfilled life. Go back and read Ecclesiastes. He found that all of those things of the world does not bring any sense of fulfillment. Remember what Paul said over in Galatians chapter 2. He said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." We know that Paul lived for the Lord. So, you see, the Lord gives us abundant life. He said, "I came that they might have life and that might have it more abundantly." And I hope that you're enjoying the abundant life that Jesus gives every day. And that you begin to understand that you have that abundant life. He promised to meet your needs. He promised to be with you wherever you go. He promised to answer your prayer, and He gives us that abundant life right now. You can only have that when you've received Christ as your Savior. I hope you know Him and that you're walking for Him. Our time is gone. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.